Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, we welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a little bit of technical. We're sorry, those of you listening in, you guys who listened in yesterday, we're really going to have a great show. We have on our show tonight, Jennifer Grimm. We're looking here, we're having a little bit of technical. We'll get to hear the whole song, and I apologize. I don't know what's going on with a little bit of Blog Talk Radio. I've got about three other hosts in. I ask you other hosts to go ahead and sign out for Psychics Gone Wild because we're getting a lot of echo. So please bear with me here for a minute, because what we're going to do is we're going to try a little bit of phones. But Jennifer, you're on the phone, correct?
Yes, I am here, Jethro.
Yay. We're all going to go ahead here and just give us a 1 minute, and I'm going to talk to all of you guys and see if we can kind of get this phone to clear up. As we're going through here and looking with the phone, I think what we've got is we've got about three hosts on. So I'm going Psychics Gone Wild. We're really honored to have Jennifer here. And those of you who listened in yesterday with me and Amy Kavanaugh, one of the excellent things is that me and Amy both were so excited to have going on was that we had the most experience was to be able to hear Jennifer's voice. I mean, those of you who first started listening in today, she just has a very gifted, beautiful voice. And is one of those people that you guys are going to find out here real soon as we're going to get to meet her. You just meet Jennifer and you love her. We've had a lot of people asking Jennifer, where do they get the album, or where do they get a hold of you to see if they can get some of your music?
Well, right now what I'm doing is I am in the studio currently writing and recording new music. I'm a pop and R&B artist. And so it's a very exciting process. I'm very enthused about it, and a lot of new music will be coming out very, very soon. You can follow me on Twitter at the moment for all updates and inquiries and communication. I'm open to being communicative with all of you, so please, you're welcome to join me on Twitter, LinkedIn. It's Jennifer Grimm 17, and that's spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Grimm, G-R-I-M-M, 1717. On Twitter. And so definitely I will have updates posted there. I'm also on Facebook as well. And the picture that is on the radio show, Jethro, I believe that you're posting, visual, is my profile picture for my Twitter as well and my Facebook, so it will be easy to find me. And I will have something out and new for you within the next couple of months. And I'm putting together an amazing EP, great sounds, very mainstream and very commercial, a lot of unique tracks onto this album. I'm very excited about it, and thank you for being a part of my adventure here.
We thank you very much, all of us fans of the Ability. We do a lot of angel work, and we were really impressed. Those of you who've listened in to the last 2 months on Psychics Gone Wild, we've had such a variety, and you know, this is our celebrity time, and we were so fortunate because, as you guys heard with her voice, Jennifer is not only a very, very gifted voice and very unique, but one of the excellent things that I was fortunate enough to do and talk with Jennifer is Jennifer writes her own music. And for those of you who are really advocates of the creativity and the abilities. Jennifer is one of those dynamic forces that when you meet with her, you automatically feel this energy. You feel this very positive. And Jennifer agreed to come on the show, and you know, everybody last week were like, we've got Deborah Lynn Katz and we've got Jennifer Grimm, and everybody's writing back and forth. And I'm like, you know, the really excellent thing about this, and this is what I want to thank with Jennifer, same thing with Deborah, is, you know, they make time in their busy schedules. Deborah had brought up something that she quoted herself, and we laughed, and she goes, you know, I always make time to help people. Well, what I love about Jennifer, I realized tonight, you know, you giving us this, you know, we've got a half an hour time with you on the show. Are you, would you say your schedule and your life since you decided to become a singer, has it changed in any way?
You know, absolutely. I knew from the time, it's an interesting story, from the time I was 2 years old, I will remember this for the rest of my life. My mom was at home with my younger brother and I was in front of the TV, and Annie was on, and it was a play that was going on in my hometown at the time. I was born and raised in California, and it was on TV, and I pointed at the TV, and I started singing along, you know, as kids do with the videos and the Disney movies and things. You know, kids learn the songs repetitively and sing them and watch them consistently. So I watched that little video I saw on TV, and I continuously would sing the songs, and my mom realized at 2, I could kind of carry a little tune. And so as I developed in my years as a child, I wanted to get involved in music, that obviously I'm a creative person, music, singing and dancing and all of that, and hone my craft in music. Has it changed me as far as an individual? Absolutely. I feel that it is my gift, for sure. It is definitely my talent, and it is something that I love. The emotion that I'm able to show through personal life experiences, my thoughts and my feelings, every fiber of my being goes into my writing. And I think when things are relatable in lyrics, whether it's through a book, you know, and transmuted into a movie that we all go to the movies and watch and we relate to it because art imitates life. The same with music. We're writing our story, and that's why people get so connected to music, not just through the sound and the beats on a track and the, you know, the strings and all of that sort of thing, using the different instrument strings as the, like, orchestra and things of that nature, or for ballads, but it's uplifting and it moves me as a person. It's changed my life drastically. Times where I have maybe had little challenges, tests and trials, I turn to music to get me through. And some of my most admired, you know, artists, I'll always turn to certain songs because I relate to them. So as a writer, you know, writing certain lyrics and going through, it's my story, or certain situations, whether it's life or love or a challenge or an accomplishment, people relate to that. So it's real and honest and true. And I think that's why people are so drawn to music in general, because it's relatable and it can really lift your spirit. And that's something that I personally enjoy in writing for music, and then singing as well is just a wonderful thing and very uplifting. It's my passion entirely.
I love that, Jennifer, and you just put it very eloquently, and as though we were going through some of the energies and the forces. What would you suggest to any of the people that are, you know, we have a lot of young listeners and a lot of people that are pretty much close to the legal age and starting their life and kind of even younger that really are looking at their careers and goals. What would your suggestion be to them on music, as you said, to looking to people? What would you want to feel they should do to encourage them into that area?
Music is an outlet, and I will tell you this. A lot of people, you know, you plan to, A, stay in school and graduate from high school. If you choose to get further your education and go to college, and music tends to be an interest, definitely get involved in musical theater. Definitely get involved in songwriting, writing in general, those courses, to hone your craft. You know, for those that are continuing their education, or if you choose to go another direction, there are so many opportunities in each community, no matter where you're from, Jethro, and to the audience as well, even in smaller towns. Like, I'm from a very small town, born and raised in Bakersfield, California, which is north of Los Angeles, where I currently reside. And it's a smaller town, but they still had community theater. I was involved in Bakersfield Civic Light Opera. So there's all sorts of outlets that you can go to. And my parents said, okay, as long as you get a certain grade average, you are allowed to have these extracurricular activities. And because as a child, you know, I did so, I was allowed to do that. So I got involved in theater. I got involved in musical theater. I got involved in music at church as well. For those of you that do attend a church or any sort of social involvement, a lot of the parks and recreations will have these opportunities for kids to get involved, you know, with music. And for those that are musically inclined, journaling is important because those words that you write down in your journal, and we all do, we all put our thoughts and feelings on our Facebook page or if you Twitter, I mean, those are outlets, the social media. I would say keep a journal, write things down, poems. Some people are poetic, and a lot of people that are gravitating towards music and in writing in general, even those little couple of sentences that you may not personally think, okay, this is good enough for a song, it is, because someone out there will relate to it. And so I definitely encourage people to hone their craft, to get involved, and don't ever think that you cannot do it, because you can. There are so many. One of my favorite things is hearing stories about people and their lives going through challenges and being able to come up above and beyond. You know, there's something to be said for when you have a talent in music, whether that's instruments as well, that's also music, not just for singers, but people who are musically inclined with playing the piano, playing the clarinet, whether you're in band in high school or junior high, or, you know, as a young adult, even 21 and over, you can get involved in your colleges. And like I said, there's so many areas in local community that really have great opportunities. And then also in writing, I encourage people to really go for their dreams, because in any area, you can even get into production as well, which is behind the scenes where you're actually creating the track and being able to put together the musical instruments and the sounds that create the track, which is the song, and then of course the singer sings the lyrics. Not all singers are writers. I do happen to write. If you feel that writing is not something for you and you have a voice, I definitely suggest getting involved, like I said, in whatever areas you can to hone your craft and sing. Sing in the shower. I used to do that all the time, Jethro, growing up, and definitely I think because when someone is born with a talent, that shines, just regardless whether you're driving in your car with your radio turned up and it makes you happy. And, you know, people that have the ability to have this talent and gift in music, whether it's singing or producing or playing an instrument, their voice needs to be heard, because there's so many different styles of music, you know, that we have nowadays. People are going from different genres and combining them. So regardless if you're a rap artist or a hip-hop artist, pop artist, R&B, world music, even from a certain country, internationally, music here in America is so appreciated internationally, and international music is appreciated here. So wherever you are in the world, I think that music is beautiful, and everyone, it brings people together. Everyone can relate. Definitely back to your question, though, to be able to encourage people personally to get involved, because that gives them the experience that they need. And for me, definitely it helps being able to be involved in musical theater and those type of plays, because I was out there on stage singing, involved, and then you can, you know, if you have an acting ability as well, you can combine the two, and it's fun. It's a great extracurricular activity. It makes you build your self-confidence when you're on stage in front of people and in the recording studio as a performer. You are consistently performing, whether it's an audience of one or for others. And I think that even in your room, go into your room and stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself so you can see what you look like when you're singing. And sing to yourself, because people, we need to remember that as a performer, you want to see the image you're portraying as you're standing up and performing for those around you. So I like to go in and practice on my own. It sounds silly, but it actually really helps when you can realize your facial expression and create the mood and the ambience and the dynamic for people to you know, understand you when you're singing. It's yes, all about the voice and hearing and pushing those emotions through. And then also you want to be able to look at yourself and see what you're portraying as a person. So to define that part as well is just as important as far as the performance aspect, you know, and writing, it all goes together. But definitely get involved. And if you have a love for music, go after it. Go after it. And don't let challenges or little, you know, sensitivities about yourself stop you. I definitely can testify on my own, and Jethro knows this as well, being that he's a dear friend. I definitely have had my moments where, you know, we all feel like maybe that we're not perfect enough to do something. We have a talent, but oh, what about this? What about that? please alleviate those questions from your mind, because you have a talent for a reason. You've been blessed with a musical gift and an ear for a reason. Bringing it to the world will help so many people, in addition to yourself, and it could be your career. So it's a wonderful blessing to have. It's fun, it's exciting, and what not better than to be able to do for a living your gift and what you were given to show and shine for the world. I think it's amazing when people are blessed and able to do that. I think that's the best of both worlds, and I wish everyone who has a musical ability will have much success, you know, in what they're pursuing, and go after it with all of your might.
I thank you, Jennifer. That was very positive, and I love what we had a lot of inquiries the last couple of weeks here with different people, and you know, we're working with manifesting, achieving, working, and this is something that I can say from other clients and other friends of mine and people in the work industry that are doing this is they're, you know, pretty much putting out, manifesting, meditating, putting work together. And Jennifer just said something very good. Believe in herself. You know, you're going to have those times, which we've had a lot of psychics come through our show, and we've seen a lot of abilities. This next week, we've got a lot of variety of new psychics, and I encourage all of you guys that are calling in. We love you, you know, dearly. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're with Jennifer Grimm. We're learning and listening and learning with our celebrity and enjoying, and I thank all of you. The phone number is 773-897-6461, and we're going to take a caller here that can talk with both of us and just enjoy the evening. This is our fun Saturday, and we thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. 253, you're alive on the air. How are you today?
I'm pretty tired, but thank you for taking my call.
Tired? We just started.
I know. Well, no, I'm tired because I no, your show is actually perking me up. I just had a really tough day, a hard day at work today, really exhausted. So.
Oh no! If you will give me your first name here, I feel like you need the energy, and you're going to see with me and Jennifer, we're pretty well wound up.
I
yes,
know. I need some of that.
And we're giving you some.
I'm sorry. What did you say? What do I do?
Oh, you're okay. Just go ahead and give me your first name, and I'll give you a little bit of a mini reading, and we'll joke and talk with you for a few minutes and let you feel some of that energy.
Great. My name is Allison.
Allison, I'm picking up that you know, you're not just tired. You're kind of disgusted. I feel that this is why you're listening in tonight. You've got more of a dream than what's been happening. I feel like you're looking to get yourself in a job that's more productive for you. I feel like you're in a position right now that you're doing something to get your dream to happen.
That I'm in a job that I'm trying to get my I didn't follow. What was that last sentence? I'm in a job.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm really fatigued. Could you repeat that last one?
No problem, Allison. What I'll do, and I do talk fast, I apologize, because when you're tired, I can drive you to drink, and, you know, we don't want to do that. But what we might want to do that, Allison, maybe a little wine might help you, you know, but it's like what I'm doing here with you, Allison, is that the job and what you're doing right now, there's something else breaking. I feel that you've got something coming very positive. I feel that you're putting a lot of time into what you're doing now, but there's something very positive coming and going to happen for you, Allison, here very soon. The angels are telling me, and psychically, I'm feeling like you aren't just working, you're also kind of going through what me and Jennifer was just talking about. You're seeing the goal, and I feel there's something you really, really want to do, and part of this is, it's like the fatigue is the physical of the day, but I feel like there's a dream and a goal you're putting out that you'd like to have come about.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Spot on, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's very strong there. And what I do with the angels is you got one to be one of the lucky ones. We've got quite a few now. We've got about four or five on the phone waiting, and they're all wanting to get in. And I love this. That's why Jennifer's right. We are really close friends, and I just really value her. She's one of those people. You can feel the energy. I mean, on the phone here, can you feel? I mean, you're like in between like two speakers. Both of me and her have got long energy.
That's wonderful.
You know, and what we're doing, and this is just how different people's energies and vibration is. You know, Tristan's in the room. She says, "How about a beer?" She's like, maybe she thinks Allison maybe a beer would help. But you've got Tristan, also one of our psychics on Wednesday, Wild Wednesday Woman, they call her. And she's one of our really gifted readers. We've also putting out the energy for you. I feel like you've got some things happen for you, Allison, that the angels are telling me that there's a person on the other side that has trying to talk with you. There's some kind of what I would call channeling metaphysical energy. I keep feeling that the person on the other side of the, you know, that's past is talking to you. Do you
the
know
past.
What I'm... Yeah, they...
do you mean the past, is this in some way related to the person on the other side, or are you talking about my life path?
I'm feeling like this person is kind of past and related to, they're on the other side, they've passed, and they still are protecting and watching after you.
Oh, I see, past, P-A-S-T. Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I couldn't quite hear that. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I all of my grandparents are long gone, and I was not close to any of them. And so I really couldn't, although there was one I really wish I had known. The one I didn't know at all is the one I absolutely wish I'd known. But I couldn't tell you which grandparent, or if it is even a grandparent on
no.
the other side.
No, Allison, I, as a gifted person, I keep seeing this as a male that really cared about you. I feel this was a male that you didn't get to really have, like, a full relationship with.
A family member or somebody
Yeah, you didn't get to have the relationship with him, but this was not a grandparent. He's definitely letting me know that. He's letting me know he heard about you. He knew things, of like he was told things about your growing up from other people.
Interesting.
Yeah,
not really sure. I was not close to any, you know, didn't feel any particular like affinity with any adult, you know, like a other, you know, not a parent, but another, you know, adult male. Nobody I confided in or anything like that. So I'm really kind of I'll think about them. I'm kind of puzzled by who that could be.
We'll need to look into a little more. And here we got with it going. I'd like you to, Allison, ask us a question, or we'll be specific what you've got for me and Jennifer, and we'll see what we can do to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I pose a question or to Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, yes, please. Or me, you're the one, whoever you have a question for.
Okay. My question does concern my housing situation. It just took a drastic change in a different direction. I'm not particularly pleased, but it's not the worst thing that's ever happened to me either. I'm really desperately missing my own space and my own solitude as a result. And so, therefore, I'd like to know, and that's a very, very dangerous combination for me to be in. Lack of space and lack of solitude will drive me insane. So I'd like to hear what you have to say around basically dealing with the situation and when the opportunity might come that I can return to living on my own again.
I'm kind of feeling what I sense here, this is going to take a little bit. And I feel that part of this here, I see with the fatigue and the other energy, I would really welcome you to get a hold of me and have me do a reading with you through the phone, too, because tonight you're really, it's not just the radio and stuff. And I know that's hard sometimes with economy. People will say, well, I can't afford a reading. Well, really, you can't afford not to. One of the really good things that I've seen with this in all the years I've done is that by helping with it, I see part of what's getting you. It seems like you're in between the being there financially and the not, and what they're showing me is that the guides and the angels are showing me with you, Allison, that you really do only need your space, but you need your own energy there. I feel like you've kind of lost something of yours that you really needed to keep there. You were talking about space, but I feel like, and I feel like you've got something going on with your tummy.
I tend to hold my emotions in my stomach and therefore get stomach distress. For that reason.
I'm getting a lot of empathy here. And what I'm getting here with you, and why I'm sensing that with you, Allison, is I'm feeling that just what Jennifer was talking about earlier, get some of this out. I think you should go sing in the shower. I think you should go in there and take a little of that space and go in there. You're paying your rent. You're doing your things. And I feel you should. We've also got our other psychic. Tristan, as a female, what are you picking up here for Allison?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was on call.
Yeah, whenever you call in the phone, we make you work. Sorry.
I just pick up that she's really nervous and has a lot of anxiety about all these issues. You got way too many issues, woman.
Well, they're not of my creation, so I just deal with the
We kind of create our own reality. You have to remember that.
Well, that's not really true for my home situation at all. That really is somebody else's creation that just came down upon me, you know, came my way suddenly. I have absolutely no choice or control in that matter. But I do have to deal with the consequences of it. So that's really the truth of the situation.
Thank you, Tristan, and I agree with that. Or on the field, the energy is going to happen for you, Allison. I feel you're going to do some other energy here. This isn't real long. I do see you doing some other change. It is a lot of things right now from incoming all over. I see that one of the things I would suggest, I keep getting that vocal for you to go do some work, you know, some energy of to verbalize, to get things out. I see that for you. I really would welcome you to get in with some of our groups, like the Psychic Chat on Facebook. You can use that with Jethro Smith. It's psychicjethro@AOL.com. Use that in your Facebook. Get in there with it, because Allison, we've got groups there of people that will help putting out some prayers, putting out some energy for you, and giving you a little bit of that shield. You know, it's what Tristan just said. You've got a lot coming in, a lot of energy there, and what we've got doing is they want to put you in that energy so that you're well protected there and getting, you know, some time to kind of deal with all of it. You're getting so much incoming. You know, that's what I feel. And they said there's going to be another change here in another part of the month that you're watching with your budget, but some of the budget needs to kind of go a little bit towards you. You're not, it's like sometimes people really feel they're saving. You need to always do that 10% towards yourself. You know, people will put 10%
down. Oh, I do that every paycheck, regardless of how small the paycheck is. I started tithing years ago when I was so broke, so poor, and almost homeless and jobless. I started to tithe 10% of if I found a dollar on the street, 10%, which is 10 cents, went into tithing to myself. So, yeah, I've been in financial hell, and even then I learned how to tithe.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you. I'm very proud of you. But we missed a point here. You're doing a great thing, and I love that with savings. And some people do, and they're telling me to take a little of that for you. Take a little bit. I'm not saying go wild, because I don't see you doing it, but I see you taking a little bit of that and sit down, go down to the dollar store, buy yourself that really nice aromatherapy, whether it's vanilla, cinnamon, whatever you like that smells good. Cinnamon is money.
Yeah.
And you call Psychics Gone Wild, so I'm going to give you a little remedy here. I would take to have you go down, take that candle, light that. Love, if you want that, is vanilla. If you like to sleep and you're looking for peace and tranquility, lavender. Go down, get it. You know, you can go to Wally World, wherever you want to call the place, Kmart, I don't care. Go to some place that's got a low affordable ones, you know, and get yourself a candle. Do a nice one. Get one and get yourself that a bubble bath. Check it out. I mean, I'm the one that you'll see in this place. I'm like smelling it, going through. And take that for yourself, Allison. Take a little of that and go in, sit down, relax, go through, do the bubble bath, do the time in there. And as you're doing it, I want you to practice some breathing. I want you to feel it coming in with the white energy through your nose and feel yourself doing like a count. Feel it. Hold it into your lungs, all of your energy, and then let it out. Because that's what this anxiety, what we're feeling with the energy. And what I feel also happening is I feel you letting go of a lot of emotion. There's going to be a little tears and some other things, Allison. And I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We've got so many tonight on our show. We're going to go with that. And Jennifer, one thing as we were going through a little bit earlier and we were discussing here, would you say with your stress and your job, how do you handle stress? Can I ask?
You know, I was thinking about this woman that you were just talking to, and honestly, the first thought that came into my mind, I wanted to tell her so badly, everything is temporal. When you're in a situation that is very stressful or hardship or something that makes you feel like your world is crashing, it is a fleeting moment. It may feel like everything is devouring you at that time, but it is truly a fleeting moment, whether it lasts for a day, a week, a month, or a year, it is a section of our time. We have from 1 to 100 years here on this earth in our physical bodies. You know, for those of us who live a little longer, that's wonderful, up to, you know, 90s or whatnot. But we have so much time, and I think all of us go through hardships, and my heart goes out to her. However, I wanted to tell this dear person, it's temporary, and to forge through. I'm a big pioneer. Funny, because I am very much like a tiger and a pit bull mixed together. And what I mean by that is, a tiger is where I don't give up and I rip through things, those little trials and challenges, and just kind of rip through it. And a pit bull, I'm tough. And when I say that, I'm a very dually dynamic person, because I'm sensitive and happy and sweet and kind and those lovely things. But my spiciness comes from my fierceness, which is my passion, my determination, my will. When you use your willpower, and we all have it, we're all equally human, we all are unique, but we all have will. You've got to literally dig into your gut, pull your bootstraps up, and make yourself walk. Just like when we are little and we're children, we're learning to walk. We weren't born out of the womb and started running and jumping. We learned. When you go through a hardship, life will come in and bulldoze you, and it will. That is going through the refiner's fire so that you can go through something and come out stronger. We're all in situations where we feel that the battle is on us, we are the target, and it may be because of others or situations as what she was going through, but it is temporary. So in those situations, it's hard to see past your challenge, but for me personally, I really look at the situation and I say, okay, I have two choices. I can keep forging through, or I can sit where I'm at and drown in my grief. And at the moment, you feel like it, and that's okay. If you need to take a day or a few days to really be upset and you need to grieve, grieve. But then realize, hey, this is not going to last forever. It's okay. I'm going through a hard time now, but tomorrow will be a better day. Like a little seed you plant in the ground. Seeds start how? Dry and on their own. Why are they put in a hole in the ground and covered with dirt? And there's, you think, suffocated. No, the dirt, which is the contrast, has nourishment. It has the vitamins to help the seed grow and develop. It's like us with being humans. And it's watered, and then it blooms into a beautiful tree and bears fruit. The same for us. We are the seed. We go through the hardship. We have dirt thrown on us. But through those challenges, through those trials, be it emotional, financial, well, monetary, be it physical, whatever they are, it's a process. We will grow out of that process. We are meant to. So know that you are meant to overcome. You were built to overcome, and you will overcome. Do not doubt yourself. That goes back to self-motivation. It's so hard when we're in a situation to see past what we're in, but you can, and you will. You have it in you. Look inside yourself and remember yourself in the good times, the good day, or that good moment, and realize, wow, I was there before. I can be there again. Whatever it may have been, a good day, a great song, a great movie, a great moment with family or friends or by yourself, when you purchased something that you were able to financially accomplish to get. You know, whatever that moment is different for everyone, but remember that moment and know you will be there again. This is the circle of life, the cycle of life, and you'll be able to look back with a smile and say, I got through that. Sign me up for the next one, buddy, because it's going to be a breeze. And I really believe that, because I can personally testify it's happened to me time and time again. And I look through and say, okay, I'm just going through the refiner's fire. I will come out refined on top and ready to forge ahead. Then you're more powerful in little things that are thrown at you. That's okay. Brush the dirt off your shoulders and move forward, because you can and you will. It's all a matter of choice, and it's all in our heads how we're dealing with it. So that's my firm belief on that topic. Temporary. It's all temporary.
Thank you, Jennifer. And did you get that, Allison? I know you're having a little bit of things. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yay, you stay with us. It's going to get fun.
Nice.
We're going to try. You got that. And thank you, Jennifer. We're going to now, we've got a lot of people writing me on Facebook and a couple other areas going, we want to hear Jennifer Grimm's song. Jennifer, would you like to give us a little bit of introduction before I play your song again so we can all hear it?
An introduction as far as singing?
Anything,
or an introduction as far as?
Whatever you want to give them. They wanted something from you on the song before we play it.
Oh, they want me to sing? I would love to.
See, we're going to go ahead and I'll play your song on here. We've got to let you guys listen. And Jennifer, we want you to stay with us. Please don't go anywhere. You guys are listening to the Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a lot of fun. We've got a lot of people on. We will get to you guys on the phones. We've got a lot going. You've heard Allison. We've got about 815-352-207. 475 and about four more behind that. Please stay with us. You're listening to Jennifer Grimm. We're going to go ahead and listen to her music, a beautiful song that she has let me use, and we heard this Friday. And this is what I think you guys are asking. Jennifer, do you know the title of this song? We've had a lot of people asking me.
Yes, I'm sorry, I was misunderstanding. If you wanted me to sing a tune on the phone, I would love to. Yes, this song is called Open Arms, and it was originally done by Journey, and then Mariah Carey did a rendition of it as well. It's a ballad, so I wanted to show my vocal ability through this ballad. It's very emotionally charged and moving. I absolutely love it, and I'm grateful for all of you being able to hear it today, and thank you for being a part of this show and listening.
Thank you. And Sandra C., I've got friends teasing me on Facebook and other chats going, what's going on with you guys? We want to hear. So I'm going to let them hear the song. We're sorry about when we first started out with the show, we had quite a bit of echo, but hang on, and we'll be right back in a few moments, okay? Great. You guys, just what a beautiful song. We had a lot of emotions. We had a lot of people calling. We are really fortunate tonight on Psychics Gone Wild to have not only the song, but the voice and the person behind that song who made that song very possible and sang that song, Jennifer Grimm. those of you who've been on event, we've had a lot of compliments of on her picture that we put out tonight, running over Facebook, and we've run over a couple other shows. Jennifer's on tonight, and she's going to let you guys know how to get a hold of her through her Facebook and Twitter, and she's looking at, she said, making a site. I mean, you see with a psychic show why we need to. We've got one of the most raw talents and one of the best talents that we've seen come along in so long with a voice like that. That she was telling us before the song was started that Jennifer did that song to show her open range, and it's like it just very much a lot of emotions. I thank you, Jennifer, and please let them know how they can get a hold of you on Twitter and the other social events.
Thank you, Jethro. I'm so grateful to have been a part of this show, and thank you for all the listeners out there. I greatly appreciate your time and listening to my music as well. I'm very excited. I have a lot going on this year for me, and you can reach me via Facebook and on Twitter. My name, of course, again, is Jennifer Grimm, J-E-N-N-I-S-E-R, Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. On Twitter, it's at JenniferGrimm17, so JenniferGrimm17. Please link on to my Twitter. I will definitely keep you updated with all of my upcoming dates as far as music, releases, what's going on. I have a lot of different things I'm involved in right now on projects, so it's very fun and exciting, and a lot's going to be going on this year. I have much more music, pop R&B genre, ballads as well, so I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a wonderful project. Thank you for being a part of it and listening again, and I look forward to meeting you guys via Facebook and Twitter, and I will be recording my first video this summer, so I'm excited, and it will be released via YouTube and then on my ETV, which I'm a host for as well, and that is also linked on my Twitter and Facebook, so you can keep up with me via that realm as well and see my new video this summer for one of my songs I'm writing.
Very good. And Jennifer, we had a couple little questions here. I know we're putting you a lot on the hot seat, and Jennifer's just a very gracious person that, you know, to talk with us like this. And, you know, it's such an honor. I had a lot of ones going, you know, you guys are psychics gone wild. And, you know, as you guys saw here, she's a very positive, very sensitive person, very much out there. And one of the things that we've been going through, a lot of inquiring people ask, and they say, you know, what have we got to do to get in with different things? Well, what we do, and we've been promoting on our show and a couple of the other shows, is we want to give this publicity. You know, you see someone with raw talent. We know this. I do predict that Jennifer is coming up, and those of you who know me know my accuracy that Jennifer is going to be one of those names. And, you know, we're getting a chance now to listen and talk with her like this. In 2013, we're going to be looking at trying to get booked in to talk with her. So I'm encouraging all of you. I love the fact. I thank all of you guys with it. And I had someone tease me tonight. They go, you're not giving away your great mini readings. Well, the fun thing we love and what we do on Psychics Gone Wild, if you guys remember, is we always encourage, and we do this. We do the longer. And we like this with the celebrities. We love that. I thank you guys yesterday. The best part that I love about this gang and all the group is when your song was played yesterday, Jennifer, I told them, you know, who was singing the song and played your song. And I right away started getting extra emails and other things of going, man, whoa, you know, and I'm like, tomorrow she'll be on, you know, and I didn't realize it right away. So I think that says something. I think those of you who want to be, you know, as a friend of Twitter, and I know of two other singers that are real famous. One was a very good friend of mine on Facebook, and recently I realized that part of what was sad was going on is those of you guys, you know, to have that, like Jennifer Grimm is one of your friends on Twitter is a great thing to do, you know, and it's like the friend told me, she's like, the person that was real famous has just recently had to stop doing her Facebook. And I said, you know, I said, I think that's the saddest thing. So we're going to write to her and say, please have your PR person or somebody continue to play along with us, because we kind of knew they were. But right now you guys are getting to hear with Jennifer. And this is what we were talking about, success and running with people. And this is my compliment to Jennifer. I feel so honored, you know, to be having Jennifer on the show. Those of you who know that I'm going on to Journey into the Light, we'll be on late in the evenings, and we're going to be just battling it out, you know, and the fun part of what I call it, you know, really reading and showing what we can do. I've done this for many years. It's always a compliment. I am going back on the mixtalk.com, and this is part of why I do this. Is for me, it's the gratitude of meeting people. I can say, you know, different clients' names, and through the years, we used to have so much confidential that when I asked Jennifer, and she's like, yes, I'll come on, I was really, really impressed. But I thought, I've come a lot of years. I come from a time when I used to be a reader, and people would go, you know, I kind of do that, you know, or I know of him. And, you know, we're talking as early as the 1990s, I'm telling my age. But the sad thing was my two boys, my sons were both of this new age, and they were like, you know, Dad, you know, they're going to remember. And it's okay, we're doing confidentiality. A very good people that were doing metaphysical even then. Metaphysical music was a secret of who their psychic was. And because of confidentiality, we didn't say. It was just, and I just felt compliment. I thought for Jennifer to come on and say, okay, we're going on Psychics Gone Wild, where everybody calls in for the readings. And I had so much positive from you guys that were just like, you know, you, her voice, and it's just, that's the beauty of this. And Jennifer, I really thank you. I encourage you to stay with us for a little bit. We're going to run through a few of the phone numbers, and I'm going to leave that up to you. How do you feel about our show?
Myself, I'm glad you asked me, and thank you so much. One, of course, you're a personal friend, and to the audience listening, Jethro is a personal friend of mine that's very dear to my heart. I believe in the show. I believe in the power of what he's offering to everyone, not only for his gift, his readings, his ability. Him as an individual shining light on so many people in so many different areas. I think the show is wonderful to branch out, to reach everyone all over the world, to give everyone an opportunity to link together and have these moments like we are now, giving it music and your features for different celebrities, you know, throughout your radio show each day, each week. And so I think it's a great opportunity for everyone to be able to take advantage of his gifts and what he has to offer people and the world, and it's life-changing and life-altering, and I can definitely testify to that. I'm grateful to be a part of this movement as well, and also thank you for having me on the show. I was very excited, as you know, for you asking me to come on. I think it's great. I believe in it, and that's why I'm here today, you know, talking about my career and my pursuits, but also what you're offering to others in your readings, and you know, I think it's amazing. It's amazing and a blessing and a gift along with your passion.
Well, and I got a little favor too, Jennifer. I want to hear, I know that you're working on new albums, and I want to hear some of them. And periodically, if it's all right with your permission, I'd like to do this with using, you know, different parts of your music on our show. We had so many people uplifted yesterday. It was very much a part of, as we did there, we took a little bit of a break, and people got to listen, and we started the show out. This show was kind of wild with Jennifer on. It didn't want me to do it. It was giving me echo and being wild. It cut off, and I think somebody in Blog Talk Radio tried to run off with their music. I don't know what was going on. But, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, here we have, and I do want to favor with that when you have some of your new music, you will let us, you know, share it some here. And we know you're going to have some fans already. If you can see any of you who's in the chat room right now, you know, our Wild Jan's here. We say hi to her and a couple of our friends like Melba. And we got Melby on there and everything else. And we just want to thank all of you guys that are on. And we tease you, you know, keep on doing and what you're doing. And, you know, we got a lot of people saying they just love the song. They're saying your cup's running over. They're telling us that you're brimming with love. And we just thank you, Jennifer. And I'm going to go right in to the next person here on 352. You're calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. I have a question tonight, if you can give me any insight as to, I think I've spoke to you before, actually, Jethro, about stuff going on at my property.
I remember you. I am psychic. I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
This insurance company canceled, voided my policy from the date of inception under phony pretenses, so they didn't have to pay the claim for the vandalism on my truck.
Oh.
And they're just absolutely crooked. They tried two or three different angles, which were all fraudulent.
I think we're the only fun you're getting in your life is talking to me on Psychics Gone Wild and now getting to hear Jennifer's music. We got to get some help there. Remember, I did put you. I don't want bad to happen, but I am grateful you called back. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a very compassionate person, and obviously with what I do, very sensitive. And I have been putting out some prayers for you, and I still feel some stuff really blocking. I feel the next month and a half. I really encourage you. We got to get with you and one of our readers. I know that you're trying to do all of it, and I feel you're getting tired. I feel that they're wearing you down there. I feel like that you're up at nights again. The gentleman who's staying there that's not feeling so good that you're taking care of, I feel like he's got some health things going on. I feel like you're doing extra again. I feel like that they tried to put a man on the place. Somebody tried to put someone there, a male, and you didn't know him, and you didn't go it because he was awkward.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, give me a pretty boy. I think me and you got the same angel tonight because they're just showing it to me like a movie. And what they're telling me with you is that your horses and the work you're doing, they're not the police in them are not, they're just like laughing you off. They're not taking you serious.
No, they're not. And they're, you know, just trying to blow it off and telling me, you know, if I catch them out here, shoot them, and which is ridiculous because they don't want to do their job.
Well, and you know,
they're
and
not trying to catch them.
And when, you know, and those of you who can laugh and you can tease me about this, I was born and raised in Wyoming, which is a state of the 50, and that pretty much what you just said there was a lot of our belief. But the really wild thing is when you do what you just said there, these people are not helping you in energy. I'm seeing as put together, I see you kind of putting together some other people to help you. I see that part of the credibility that's got you too is somebody else is trying to run you out of this property because of these horses that you raise and you train.
Right, and they want to use the facility.
And what we've got here is we've got some kind of good old boy thing going on. And so what the angels and the guides are telling me, and they're telling me to have you do, is they're saying to make some friends and work around a little bit more of the people. They've done some things to hurt some animals there. You've shown them the physical proof, and they didn't believe you. This sounds to me like... obviously, this needs to go up a notch. You know, I'm probably the biggest Scorpio in the fact that my astrology, if it's not working here with the levels, then take it up a notch. Everybody has a boss. I see you, your credibility in this town is being put on the fact that you have proof and they're not doing their job. I don't feel the chief of police is going to help you much there, but I do feel above that there is people. I, for years, worked in the Coalition Against Violence. I worked with other organizations, and I did work hand-in-hand with officers. And I really feel sad that the people that are in your town are not getting up off their you-know-whats and doing what they're supposed to do. I think that I feel this for you. I know that as we're going through...
I actually did go way up above them, way up, and they made phone calls to the local authorities and said, you better get out there and do something. Well, they came out and just kind of took the story and blew me off is what they did to shut me up.
You know what? And that, and you know what? There's another thing you thought of is not just the radio, but the other media. You know, I can tell you from personal example, I know of two people that were on 60 Minutes. I knew as a friend for many years that went through some problems that you're talking about. You know, some similar things, and nobody would listen. And what he did is he went and got on a show like that, and he had them come show the things. And when it hit the news, like you just had there, you get a whole different attitude when there's a camera on your town, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I feel that this is part of it. I apologize to you, and I know with the show, I've been praying for you, and I'm glad you called back. I'm not glad that things are happening, but you always can get a hold of Psychics Gone Wild. If you can't get a hold of us on the show like this, you can always get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. And, you know, you're one of the ones I put in my prayers. I call it my Bible. I put you in my faith, my belief, and the board. You're welcome. I know this is a hard thing. I think this is a sad thing. When you're alone and you're raising your family, and you have a sick person in the house, and now in your spare time, I've taken care of livestock. That is not easy, and then you have somebody out there messing with you, is a polite word we're going to say, because even though we're an adult show, I don't want to go there. These people need a good sound butt spanking. I'm going to be really blunt. We cannot do that to officers in this day and age. And then what I see and what as a psychic I saw happening for you is that this is not, there's like people finding your credibility and you've got the proof.
Right.
And that's where I know with you that those people are listening, they're looking at me going, what, you know, Jethro, what's going on? What
they
I'm telling you.
They put my fuel tank and the inspector, the agricultural inspector, detective that was sent here to shut me up. Was saying, well, you know, that could have been, where'd you get your fuel? Because they could have been, it could have been at the gas station. I'm like, I get fuel at that same station all the time. Oh, it doesn't matter. If they were close to refilling their tanks, he said they get all that crap in the bottom of the tanks. He says, and it could have gotten your fuel tank. And then the dog was poisoned. Well, kind of dog food you feed? Because there was a recall right about then in dog food. And it was probably just one of them brands. And I'm like, no. So then he started in on, same thing on the horse. You know, everything was, oh, no. And I said, the horses are gathering at that one fence line at night. They're making a beeline over there. I think they're feeding them. That's where they're coming in. You can see the broken trees where they're climbing over the fence. And he says, oh, no, that's a tomato field over there. It's the sea breeze 60 miles away, blowing the smell of the tomatoes, and horses love tomatoes. I said, my horses have never eaten tomatoes. You don't feed tomatoes to horses. Oh, yes, it's a big treat. Horses love tomatoes. They just smell the tomato field from the sea breeze blowing it in, even though we're not close to the coast. We're in the middle of the state. Like, he's just full of crap. He's just trying to blow everything off.
You got this.
Every single thing I said.
And what I'm going to get and I'm going to do with you is we're going to put this together. The force of groups doing this together. I want you, are you on with us on our Facebook and our other groups? I want you to come on. I want you to kind of get, we need the force of together. Because, you know, one thing about this, you know, they're grouping against you. We need the light work. We need the grouping. And then we need to put out some prayers for you. Because I'm sadly going to say this over the air. And I know I apologize to you. People want to hear what they want to hear. I don't see this alleviating. I see you having problems with the horses still. I see this other person. I feel there's a male and his son, I keep seeing a son or younger person that is doing part of this to get your, not just your place, but also to get something standing with these horses you train. You're kind of known for something with your horses doing that's pretty well out there, that you're able to really work with your animal.
Yeah.
Am I okay to say this? Because I know that we talked before. I mean, you know, you do work for someone professionally. Can you say this without getting in trouble over the airwaves, or is that?
Oh, no, I work for myself.
Okay, because sometimes I know with different animal trainers and different companies, I know that, you know, some, like I have people who train their, do dogs, just like in what you do for your field, they can't say the name because, the organization they work for will not let them go on the road if they do.
Right, no, I do not work for an organization. I have traveled and competed professionally on my own.
I'm really going to do this with you on the energy, and I do see as we're going to have to step in, you guys. Psychic's Gone Wild. Please get with us on Facebook, you know, on Psychic Chat. Please join with us. Like I'm telling you, we'll get together. We'll put some work together. We're going to come up. I do see tonight, normally I have a big psychics round table. Tonight's our night with the professional. You got to hear Jennifer. Jennifer, what would you do? You're an outsider, and this is what I love sometimes, you know, with people and their gift and their sensitivity or what they feel. What would you do? Jennifer's a fighter, if you guys hadn't caught the first part of this show. Jennifer's earned everything she's got. She's a talented woman, but she's also, like she was saying, she pulls her boots up and she gets back on. What would you do if you were in this situation and it was your animals and these people were trying to run you off?
Three things, and to the woman, my heart goes out for you. Boy, let me tell you, I am an NRA member. I'm a gun owner. I was raised in a small town. Okay, Bakersfield, that is a ranch community. We have horses and animals. I was raised on like a mini farm, so my heart is for animals. I would call the news. I would be so adamant about it. They would probably just be astonished at what I would do. I would go for them in every angle because you need to protect, A, your property, yourself, your career, and your horses because they obviously depend upon you for their livelihood. I am infuriated that this is happening to you, and I'm sorry that this is happening to you. For goodness sakes, you are welcome. But they are probably very lucky that it's not me in your shoes because I'm feisty when it comes to this, you know, in these types of situations. Definitely please go to the news. You know, any time that there is something like that, News A wants anything that sounds scandalous. And not that this is, but they want that. So because this is an attention-getting situation, it is for them, they will want to come out, I'm sure, to assist you because of that alone. Now, for you doing it, it's principle and purpose and justice. But for them, that is giving something back to them that they're going to want, which is news, quote unquote. But you have to handle it immediately. I would literally go Monday to the news station. I don't know where your local news station is. And I would walk in and let them know the situation and talk to the head person, not the person at the front desk. Get to someone that's in charge of the reporting, which will be on the back end, which will be in the like administrative area, because tell them, you know, it's a major story, you have a situation, and they will, I'm sure, help you. And if not, keep going until you get someone in the news to be able to come out to your property and address the situation. And also, you have private property, correct? I mean, no one is technically allowed to be on your property, I presume. That is
right.
Private.
Right, and there's no trespassing. Right, there's no trespassing signs up, but I'm leasing the property. I don't own it.
Okay, but they aren't technically allowed to trespass, right?
Right, and all the deputies, you know, say, oh, there's a stand your ground law in Florida. You catch somebody out here, use your gun. shoot 'em.
Okay, and that's why I brought up I'm an NRA member, and I believe, here's the thing, I believe, and I wish we had concealed carry in California, darn it, and we don't. And the reason being is for protection and matters like that. Yes, you're in a different area, but I'm a believer in carrying, you know, weapons for people who know how to use them and who have been trained, of course, and things like that and have a license. But I think that's why that was the first thing I mentioned. I mean, the thing is this, is that you're in such a sensitive situation, but by all means, take the measures that you are legally entitled to, and you are legally entitled to go down to your local news station and let them know. I would make a huge ordeal about this because it is a huge ordeal, and I would put all of my power into it and kick them in the rear. I would get it going now like a bonfire, and, you know, seriously, I would, like a little detonator bomb, I'd go in there full force and get it taken care of, and I really think that that will make an impact, and you'll see that the law enforcement, because they're the ones who are giving you the hard time, correct?
The law enforcement is just doing anything. They say, you know, if you see them out here, call us. We'll come back. And then they turn the sirens on right before they get here, so they get away. Hmm. And then, they, you know, they alert them they're coming down the driveway. And then they won't sit. I said, they keep coming back. Just sit out here and catch them. I asked them for game cameras. They keep telling me to go buy game cameras and surveillance cameras for the whole 20 acres. And I don't have that kind of money. I just spent a fortune, $3,100, getting my truck out of the shop because the insurance company's screwing me.
Yeah, a lot of times, and I'm sorry to hear that, and a lot of times law enforcement will not take action unless there is some sort of proof, quote unquote. It's always after the fact that someone has been injured, after the fact that something has drastic has happened, and that's too bad because there are no precautionary measures being taken here. Like you said, they're turning on the sirens before they come. That's why I would take it into my own hands, and I would walk myself very forcefully into your nearest news station and go from there and tell them, look, this is what's going on. I need someone to come out. And bullet point everything the night before of really what you want to convey so that you're contained and not overtly emotional. So you can go in with a clear head and say, look, here's what's going on. This is a story. This is a problem. And this is what can happen. Because, boy, I tell you, that will get their attention then, and then they will do something. And like Jethro mentioned earlier, they are not going to want that spotlight on their town. And you know what? If you have to take that initiative and get it done, by all means, I'm behind you 200%.
Well, there we have
you.
It. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're not kidding. We've had enough of people messing with us. Jennifer Grimm, I'm so happy to have you on. And we have a lot of people that have been asking questions and going with this. We thank you for the time we've got. We're at the hour part. We're going to go into a little bit of our commercials for a few minutes, and we welcome all of you guys to stay tuned to Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a lot of problems tonight, a little bit of getting people's phones on. If you do get put off, I've had a couple call me. I know 815, you're up. We've had 213. A couple of your other ones keep getting bumped off. Never worry. Just call back. It pretty well shows us the minutes. We're having a fun time. We're having a great time. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro, and we've got Jennifer Grimm on. Those of you who've listened in yesterday, we had a very good experience that we had to do a little bit more than we usually do on our time. And we thank all of you guys who contributed to it. We're doing a little bit of our talk. We're also asking each and every one of you to put your vote in for what all you would like to see. This is the week that, as though you guys know, Casey Kelly is out. She's going to be drawing down the highway. She'll be on tomorrow night, and then she's gone for a week moving across the country. I want you guys to put out your prayers. When you remember, this happened in February, and I went from Pasadena, California to Tampa, Florida. We had a lot of wild situations, and I'm very much a firm believer in the prayer and the angels. You guys did a lot of favors for me, and it worked really well. We laughed. We enjoyed on Facebook. Every place, you know, everybody kind of told us along our way. They were like, Psychics Gone Wild's on the road. Well, it's on the road going this way, and our other counterpart who's on is going to be headed, she's going from Colorado to Idaho, and really a lot of hours. I know that, and those of you who know up there, and this is getting up to where I used was born and raised in Wyoming, you get some rural, and you get some wild, and you get some fun things, and She's promised to send pictures and do things over the Facebook, but those of you know that we want those prayers. You know, we had a big joke that her tires came through. We all laughed about how all of you guys were praying. Let's let Kelly get some tires under her. She's driving with bald tires, and she's pretty ornery. We all have teased her because, you know, she's really a nice person, but she kept trying to see how far the angels would go before they got them. Well, we thank everyone because her tires got on, and we had a big funny on here. Those of you who are listening and kind of keeping track, is I love the general consensus. Most of the people in the economy we've got in the United States right now was like, just what we talked to the lady that just got off the phone, get her a horse. You know, they were already tired of those tires. And the major consensus was, take a wagon, Kelly, you'll love it. And so she didn't do that. But we thank all of you guys, and we would encourage you to send and mail in. You followers who've been keeping track, we've been doing a lot of promotions. And the promotion we've got right now is for those of you who'd like to get a copy of my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, you know, my biography and my seven-month-old baby. I'm very proud of this book, very happy. I will send a signed autographed book to you if you will get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. And it is like it sounds. I have the biggest joke about my name and the word psychic, but it's the, you know, psychicjethro@aol.com, or you can write to Psychics Gone Wild and say, you know, Jethro, I want your book. What's up? We work with you. I'll send with you. It's $19, and I'll send a signed, you know, book to you. We've had a lot of ones say, you know, it is a soft cover. I don't have any hard covers. They went the first, you know, pretty much the first couple of weeks, and we're still sending out. We just, you know, we do this periodically. We've been really successful for those of you who's going to be in the fairs. We're looking at doing a lot of fairs here in Florida. We have, you know, looked in California. Now we're going to be doing them here. Years ago, I did fairs in Denver, and I'm promoting all of you who are keeping track with Psychics Gone Wild. You know, those new psychics and those new people out there, please go. Jennifer said a really excellent thing earlier. When you guys recall, when she was talking about her singing, she's always stayed on it. She said even when she has those doubtful times, even when she has it, she stays really on what is her goal, what is she after. Same thing, same theory here with you psychics. I recently had an experience with a lot of our, you know, is going on. And no, you guys, I know that some of you guys will want to go ahead. If you're not getting in tonight, it's okay to me if you have to go off. One thing I love about our two-hour show is we've got with it. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know that what I do and I really promote is when I'm doing the phones and that other things, Kelly and them all try to get everybody in. My big thing is to just get out the word and do what we're doing, because what we're promoting on Psychics Gone Wild is new talent. One thing you'll see, and I say with your new psychics, is get into those fairs and see what you've got going on, because then you're able to get in and you're able to enjoy what you need to do. And that's one of the sad parts that we've had happening for the last couple of years is I've done this pretty much, you look at it, close to 30 years. So I am kind of an older hat, and I do encourage all of you, like Living in the Psychic Realm, if you've listened to that radio show, or Psychics Gone Wild, we do do different topics, and what we welcome with those of you guys who are calling in is listen in, enjoy our show, and give your input. But, you know, there's never really ever been a real guarantee with the mini readings on the phone. And what I encourage and I love with you guys is this is a group, like Jennifer brought up earlier, that's out there putting out white light or energy. So if you get people that are coming in, and we've had some other people that will be joining us this next week. We have all new raw talent. I think actually me and Tristan may be the only ones that are on that you guys have heard before. We're going to have all new people. And pretty much working them through, you're going to hear a lot of psychics. I encourage you guys to really, you know, see what they're doing. This is not easy to come on the radio and do. And I'll tell you part of what I do this, and I've done this to help. I know there's a lot of you guys who this is probably how you get your psychic reading. But I do also know that what the really fun of it is to have that enjoyment. You know, and so I thank all of you that's called into Psychic Gone Wild. We're up to the next. We've got 207. Are you on?
Hi, I am.
Hello. We've got a lot of them. They're worried about you, that you've got to move it. You're really in a hurry. I don't know. Are you in a hurry?
No. Do I sound it?
No, I didn't think you were neither. I think we've got some other people kind of going through. We've got this kind of going up. Tristan, are you okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You had wrote on here that we need to kind of move along. What's going on?
No, nothing. Never mind. Okay. It was just something personal to you.
Okay, we'll figure that out when we're done. Well, we've got 207. How are you doing tonight? This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro.
Hi, I'm doing really well, thank you. My name is Melissa, and I have a question to ask. I think I already know the answer, but I want to ask you because you seem to be good at answering. Okay, I have a mother that I have decided to cease contact with for a lot of reasons. And sometimes I have this guilt crop up, and it came today. And I just wanted to maybe get some validation from spirit or whatever that I've made the right choice.
All right, Melissa, I am going to ask you one of those things that's really kind of personal, and I know this is a touchy topic already. I'm feeling the energy with you, and this is what I'm getting about timing, too, and maybe what we're feeling here with the guides. We've got another hour of the show. Those of you who know Psyche's Gone Wild is usually an hour in the weekdays. This is weekend, so we're open well. And what I feel with you that's happening, Melissa, is I feel that there's some other timing going, and you said the right decision with your mom. I feel that you obviously did some things here. I need to talk to you just a little bit around some of this, because I feel like there's that you're, of course, your angels and you were kind of having some kind of things go on. I'm not trying to, I know this is a touchy subject and you're on, and I thank you for calling in, Melissa, but I'm feeling something else with timing going on.
Timing?
They're telling me here, yeah, and what I feel with you is that you're kind of else going on with something else too.
Not really.
Okay. See, and I feel like with you that, you know, you'd asked about your mom, and I feel that you're doing the right decision, but I'm, you know, what are you getting, Tristan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was kind of daydreaming there a little bit. As far as your mom goes, I feel like you've already accepted what's going on
mm-hmm.
between the two of you
mm-hmm.
and that you should just let it go
mm-hmm.
and realize that that's in the past and that, you know, a leopard doesn't change its spots.
No, definitely not. And I think I'm from an age group of people that, you know, everybody, you know, wants to have good relationships with family, and
of course, but,
you know, and that I think.
But
she's
not.
Jethro? Did you feel that I was skirting around an issue, that I had another one that I wanted to discuss, or?
I feel like there's more. Yeah, and I hope you don't mind. I really, you know, you're right. I have done this a lot of years, and I thank you for the compliment. This is an easy thing to do. You really, you know, you need to focus. And what I'm
uh-huh.
doing here with you, Melissa, is I'm getting energy, and I get some more than just tears here. So I've got to kind of go through, and I apologize. We've got a lot of energy going here. And what I think on the radio,
I think you're absolutely not picking me up correctly.
Okay, because I don't know why I'm getting, I don't know what's happening, but I am getting that. That's good. I mean, you're my, well, my first here in a while, and I apologize, but that happens. That's one thing good about,
yeah.
you know, being a
I
guest.
I think maybe it could have been your last caller that was pretty wound up, but I don't feel wound up.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, and I like this, Melissa. So, I mean, you know, you're calling Psychics Gone Wild to get a mini reading,
yeah.
and I welcome that. And
yeah.
that's what I was trying to, you know, Tristan was on with me. We usually have two psychics helping each other. And she had wrote me and was said to get on with you that she was in a hurry. So I didn't understand. And I think I apologize to you.
Oh,
but
I'm not in a hurry. No, I don't know. It's Saturday night, and I'm pretty relaxed.
And I, you know, do this pretty much, like I say, about 30 years. I've done it for Best American Psychic.
Yeah.
I do it for Psychic
yeah.
Gone.
I've been doing it myself for a while within my own life, I'm pretty good at picking things up. But I just guess I, you know, wanted an extra opinion.
No,
and,
I love that.
Yeah, that was about it.
I'm glad you called into this, and what we always do welcome is, you know, every time we do get people that we don't get on, you've done this for a while, so open the psychic line. There's Melissa. We're trying to get through. I wonder if, you know, working, I'm going to go ahead and keep you on, Melissa. Do you work for a psychic line or someplace? Maybe
No. I've just done this my whole life.
No, I love that. You're kind of born with the gift, too. So,
yeah.
As you got to other things, I welcome that, and I always do welcome with other psychics here. You know, you said you kind of done some other decisions. Can you give me an idea of what else we've got instead of me picking up the other person? You kind of have you tried this before on Blog Talk Radio?
No.
Okay. I'm glad. See, this is a good thing that you just brought up, because obviously I read Melissa's energy and I'm picking up extra energy. Her gift she's always done. She just let me know I read the person. One thing I really welcome those of you who listened in. We had a good example we used off of one of Deborah Lynn Katz's books. You know, and that was The Gene Within. Is that you know different times we do sense this. So I would continue on because what we do at the show is we help each other. Sense-wise, you know, Melissa, I thank you for calling in because you don't get offended, but you would be what I would call, for me, a harder type person for me to read, being born with the gift, and I've read for a little over 30 years out in you know, doing this. I feel like the energy I'm picking up from you is not just that, you know, that something's going on, but I also pick up that your guides are trying to not just communicate your gift, which you let me know there. We don't want to do that. But I do feel that there is some other stuff coming here in your future, and you're handling more than one situation. You seem to be, there's something else that you have to handle there.
I think I always do, though.
Okay. So you always handle those things. Oh, that's really good. And yeah. Melissa, through the last couple years, like you said, with your gift working with you, you kind of like, am I correct? You're just complimenting to call and see what I get or what other psychics get? And
No. I was curious, but I had a question, and I can't always read for myself on things like that.
No, that's
because it's so personal and so close.
You know, and I know, and you're right. And one thing, Melissa, as we go through and we start to go through with energies and what we've had with other people, is it? I think that the one of the strongest things we have is, like you said, reading for yourself is the hardest. We were talking about some of the classes those of us have done in Sedona, and I do feel with you that one of the things that's really strong right now that has been is you called in here and. We're able to do this. Would you be interested? Can I get you to do this? I mean, it is like he's gone wild. What are you picking up? I mean, what are you sensing that our show is? Is it something that's for you or not for you? Or
Sure. I guess I hadn't really thought of it. It seems like it's fun.
You know, it's all right, and this is where I'm trying to pick up, Melissa, and I don't understand why, and it just may simply be that me and Melissa are not having a connection, and, you know, and I have had that, I've had a few people, because, you know, you always want to pick the psychics with it, and she called in, and I do feel that with you. I may
put some walls up today. I could have. Could have,
yeah. You know,
yeah.
And this is what we love about this. This is one of the really unique things is that, you know, if we had, like, we do card readings. Have you ever had, angel reading done? Or what is the type of reader you usually, like you said, you don't read for yourself? I prefer usually to have a palm reader, or sometimes I will have a crystal ball reader, depending on which fair I'm in or where
I don't know. I used to be into tarot, but I don't really. It kind of lost its appeal to me. I don't know. Just usually energy.
Exactly.
That's usually how I do it. People's voices, the tone of their voice.
Very clairaudient and very much,
I can pick it all up. Yeah.
I think that's really good. And so you just have done this on your own. Is there any place we can get a site where they can go and get a reading from you if they'd like one?
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh.
I just do it all the time in my family.
Yeah, no, I do very much. That's how I started, and that's how I still do. I don't, you know, much with my family because I'm not around my family. I have moved for my career.
Yeah.
What I really like with them, and I love that, is I was really interested, and I'd like to talk with you a little bit on doing the Psychics Gone Wild. We are looking for a variety of psychics, and that's what I'm asking. I apologize to you, Melissa. Here, you call for a reading, and I start interviewing.
I feel bad because I knew you weren't picking up what I really wanted to ask, but maybe I wasn't. Maybe I really know that I'm done, and I don't need to feel guilty. Maybe that's what the answer was.
I feel like there was a lot of energy still going on around you, and like you said, maybe. And I don't know if it was the other reader. I'm usually pretty quick. I've done this for so long that I think what I'm feeling with you is that it feels like there's just an overs amount of. It's not like her and the stress and the things we were talking, but I feel like there's a lot of activity, and it's not just your psychic energy. It's I feel like there's some health things with you a little bit. I feel like they're showing me the next couple of months that you've pretty much. physically, you said you've always done this. And I understand someone who's done that. But what I'm sensing with you and I'm getting is there's some more physical things there, Melissa, that your body's kind of going. And the guys are telling me it's time for you to take the rest.
A rest?
Like, to kind of step back and not be... you said kind of you've always been like, I want to say the provider, but kind of I feel like you're handling a lot for a lot of people. I keep feeling there's like, there was your mom, there's some other things, and there seems to be a sadness here that that's what I was getting with the other issue.
No, not really, okay. To tell you the truth.
No, that's good.
To be really honest with you, it's amazing. I'm just sort of shocked. I don't know. I would be honest with you.
I always want you to be honest with me, you know, and what I
would
really,
be honest with you. Uh-huh.
What I pick up is me being honest with you too, and I know, I guess that we don't resonate. I do welcome
it
you.
Could be.
You know, it's like it's gone wild, and we have, you know, and it happens. And one thing I pride
it
with it,
yeah.
just like you, I mean, on reading, would you like to ask Tristan's the other person we've got here? She does cards, or would you like to read us? I mean, sometimes people have done that for me. They've called in and showed me. I compliment. I was always raised in this belief that it's a God natural gift, and what I will try to do is I enhance with it. And, you know, I'm amazed, but it's all right because you're probably the second person in a couple months. Could be a lot of factors. One of the factors, you know, that I'm putting out and I'm working every day at this is I could be tired. And, you know, that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome that because, you know, that I am human. But what I'm more importantly, Melissa, is would you be willing to have Tristan look and see if she would see what she's getting, if Tristan's able to?
Sure.
I pick up that you just need to stop with the disappointment over your mom. She's never going to live up to the expectations of the mom that you wanted. And you just need to let it go. And in all actuality, her being the disappointment made you a better mom.
Yeah, that's really true. That is true. Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
Totally agree. That's really awesome advice.
So it's excellent. You sound familiar, even the number. I was wondering if you're from Maine or the Blog Talk. I've had you on a couple other shows.
I am from Maine, and I've never spoken to you before.
Okay. No, that's cool. And I'm glad. I welcome you, you know, and I
thank
you. And please listen to Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to have...
I have four
more new psychics coming on this next week, and maybe one of them, like Tristan, just read you real well. So please come back. You know, we welcome you and thank you. And we know that I apologize to you guys, but sometimes when they, like other people will email me or do other things, I do get blipped, and it's really hard because I apologize there. But as you saw, I'm not on with myself when I do that. Some people can really multitask. When I'm really focused, I'm kind of on talking, and I think we kind of got, I got about two emails, and I got someone else, and so multiple tasking there. I'm glad with Melissa. We thank you, Tristan. And Tristan, what do you feel tonight you'd like to talk about on Saturday with me and Jennifer?
Whatever you want to talk about. I'm up, I'm game.
Great. We're going to go right into 815, and we've got you. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. 914.
Hello?
Hello. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Wow, I can't believe I'm next.
No, that's good. And I know it's kind of frustrating to be waiting on the phone. Can you imagine how it is to be the one picking up the phone?
Oh, no. Trust me. I'm a patient person, so I'm just happy that I got through. So I'll get to things really quickly. Do you prefer specific questions, or do you prefer to give, like, general readings?
What I really like to do is for me, I like to just have you give me your name and do a general reading. And with we're like tonight, because of timing, we got about 30 minutes, I probably would just have you go ahead and give me a general question if you're okay and go from there.
Okay. I will be 40 next year. And so I'm a little concerned about relationships and children. I don't have either of those. And I was just wondering if you saw it being a possibility this year that I might meet someone, and if natural-born children are in my future.
See, and I'm going to go ahead and let Tristan do that. She's really not kind of going here. Now, Tristan, would you help her? Is that all right if I...
Okay. You're going to be 40. And do you currently have a partner?
No, I don't have anybody. I mean, there was
okay.
someone that I was interested in, but that's not gonna work out.
Okay. Well, I am not picking up anybody coming anytime soon, but Jethro might be able to pick up something better. Jethro?
I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. Someone else is like hit on the side again, and they're cutting off my phone and everything. I'm trying to get in on there, and I it's really frustrating. I apologize to those of you guys who's emailing me. It's really frustrating. It makes it where, you know, to be professional, you really can't do it. And so what I'm – go ahead, Tristan. You're doing fine there, and I'm working on a little of the bugs. I'm trying to get – I've got, like, all these people doing this tonight. I guess they thought that – I don't know what they thought, but it's like we always have a really good show, and one thing fun about it is I'm – you know, go ahead. You're doing great.
Could you tell me your name?
Sure. Actually, it's an unusual name, so, but I'm going to spell it phonetically. It's FY-EE-VA. Faiza.
Faiza.
Faiza
okay.
with a Z.
Faiza. Okay.
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay. It's upper New York?
No, closer to the city. I'm just a little bit outside of Manhattan.
Okay, do you visit Upper New York Peninsula?
When
or have family there or something?
When you say Upper New York, do you mean like upstate New York? I mean, I
yes.
live outside of the
yes.
city limits. I'm in Westchester County. No,
yes.
I don't visit the upper part of New York at all.
I mean, you never have been there?
No.
Wow, okay, because that's what I'm picking up is upper New York area, like the Catskills, that area for you?
I don't have any friends up there. I don't have any family up there. Why? What are you getting as far as that area is concerned?
That you should be living there.
Oh, no.
I have no idea why, but that's what I'm getting is that that's where you might be finding the person that you're searching for.
Okay. Any other? Can you get any characteristics about him or anything like that, or you just know it's just the upper part of New York and that's it?
That's all I'm being given is, you know, that region, that area.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't pick up features like, you know, a tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed man is coming in 6 months. It doesn't always work like that for me, so I apologize.
Okay, all right, and you wouldn't happen to have a timeline, would you?
I'm feeling like 6 months, because right now we're in some kind of retrograde. I think it's Jupiter retrograde, and a lot of the stuff is relationship. Everybody has, like, relationship on their mind, for the most part. I mean, not every single caller, obviously, but that's what I'm picking up. That it's about 6 months, from now to 6 months.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in again, and I got a back pick there. We are having a little bit of a phone thing here again, and we're going back. Tristan, I thank you for doing that. This is Psychic Jethro. I'm back. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Great. We're on, and this is Psychic Gone Wild. Jennifer, we love the fact that you came on the show. We're down to our last one. This is Psychic Gone Wild. We're going to let you go. We thank you for coming on with your music. I intend to see you again. We will be out in California again. I have a feeling that, you know, some of the shows and things you're talking about, I feel we'll be able to come and see you. And we thank you for coming on Psychic Gone Wild. It's been wild.
Yes, it's been wonderful and exciting this evening. Thank you so much for having me on. And definitely I will present all of my new upcoming material for you to share with your audience. And I'm definitely a follower of your show as well. And obviously, you know, you're a dear friend to me. So I wish you the best and I'll talk to you very soon. And thank you all for listening. And I look forward to joining with you on Twitter, Jennifer Grimm 17.
Thank you. And we're going to go ahead, you guys, and do one on the way out. We'll play a little bit of music as Jennifer gets ready to go and do this. We've got a lot of you other callers that have called in. You've gotten to have one of those fun nights on Psychic Scan Wild. We go. 815, is this you, Kaya?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. I want to thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're really enjoying tonight. And I'd like to go ahead and have you give me your name, and we'll do a little bit of a mini reading and see what's going on.
Okay. Are you, is it 472 or 922? I have both
of them. Oh, so you're on... Okay, you're on the one that's 922, 815-922?
Perfect.
Okay, and the other one's you too. Okay, yes.
How are you? Well, one died, and I just, and the other one was kind of echoing, so I wanted to make sure that I had a good connection. How are you?
Good. Obviously, you've heard tonight. We've had a lot of pushing. I think we've been kind of just was enjoying ourselves with doing a little longer show, which kind of turned into a fiasco. But we've had kind of been a lot of we've had a lot of people calling from Maine and some other places, and really kind of pushing at what they get for free. So what I kind of laughed is I thought, all right, you know, I'm having fun and kind of doing it. And you kind of get a hold of us earlier, and you said your phone got dropped off, huh?
Well, actually, my battery died out on it. That's what.
Oh.
So it was my, on my end, not you guys.
Oh, good. I think
yeah.
That's
and
the most.
And my name is Tammy. My name is Tammy. I just use my dog's name, Kaya.
Okay. Well, that's great, Tammy. And Tammy, I know that obviously you want to get through and talk to me. So, did you want to have a reading by me, or we've got Tristan's also on and here with her cards? Would you like to have a reading?
Yeah, I really would. I kind of want to find out what's going on with me financially. I know financially things are going to be okay. That's not even an issue. It's just the timing. I'm trying to get the timing down because I was going through treatment and everything, and I had a couple of books. In fact, I'm giving my final approval for my fourth book. So I have that. I also, because I'm going through treatment and everything, and it's, I also wanted to find out as far as disability went. I hired an attorney because I just can't fight him anymore by myself. So, yeah, I have a lot of things going on, so I just kind of wanted to get an idea of what you saw or what you thought.
Well, obviously, I'm a gentleman. I'll see if ladies want to go first. Tristan, would you like to start and...
I am not sure where you want to start, and with, it's Tammy, right?
Yep, it's Tammy.
Okay, because you got a lot going on, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
you,
yeah, it's been kind of crazy, and because it's so slow with trying to, you know, get some kind of financial help, you know, with my treatments and everything, that I, my brother has been helping me out, and I've been making some phone calls for him. So there's kind of like contracts for waiting for those.
You
to go
are
through. But
are you looking to get disability?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm picking up. You're looking to get SSI disability.
Right. It's just been.
But it's been a really long time, and it's been very arduous on you.
Yeah.
And you're just like waiting. You're like chomping at the bit, waiting to hear the news.
Right. I mean, my brother's helping me out because I had to get a couple of things, compression sleeve and stuff like that, and, you know, just a lot of things.
Oh, that's for your blood pressure?
No, this is for the lymph nodes that they took out, so I have lymphedema now. I've been fighting breast cancer. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And everything. So I do him a favor by making a couple of phone calls and setting him appointments, and then he helps me out by, you know, making sure I get to my appointments, and, you know, and he just bought me my compression sleeve and stuff. So it's been kind of a rough road.
You know what, Tammy? you're very lucky that you have your brother there.
Right.
I mean, you should realize that you're very blessed that you both have each other.
Oh, definitely.
And as far as your disability, is it going on like almost 2 years now? I feel 2 years. Something
yeah,
about...
it was a year. It was a year actually. Oh, okay. In April. It was a year in April. So it just turned a little over a year.
But I mean, we're talking about when you applied.
Right.
But this has been going on before that. You were doing stuff in the works for a year before that.
Yeah, I think my date of diagnosis was like April something. And I had my first surgery in April.
So this has been going on for a couple of years now.
Right, now it's in the 2 year mark, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, can I ask how old you are, if you don't mind?
Oh, sure, I'm 49.
You're 49.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like, you know, you're going to get this disability, but you're going to have to even fight more for it because of your age. That's why I asked what your age was.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to say it like that, but it's
oh, no,
it's
okay. I've been through the mill with them already. So.
I know you have, and you're going to
go
another roundabout with them.
Do you see any contracts or anyone is coming out of contract?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
Like I said, my brother, he helps me out and I help him out. So,
right.
Like when he signs contracts, some of the, you know, kind of leads that I give him, that's how he helps me out by making sure I get to my appointments and stuff. So is he signing a contract soon or anything like that, or are you seeing money coming from a contract soon?
I still really don't understand what that entails, so I can't really pick up on contract.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I'm picking up your medical condition.
Okay.
And
nothing with books either, because I've got two
do
books.
Do you use the leg compressions too?
I'm sorry.
Do you use the leg compressions as well?
No.
Because of
the
lymphoma?
I just had the arm.
You just had
the
arm one?
The arm one and the gloves.
Okay. Because I see that you're going to be using leg ones too, I'm sorry to say.
Okay.
I don't mean to upset you. It's just,
No. It's just
what I see.
Road.
I know.
It's been a long one.
And I wish I could give you better news and tell you that it's going to be easier, but it's going to be darker before it gets light.
Yeah, it's easier the way it is, right?
Exactly.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I'm just wondering one last thing about my my book. I have,
a book, did you say?
I have two out currently, and I have another two that are being published within the next, actually my final approval is this week, so it's going to be out pretty soon. And one of them is a children's book.
Okay. And what is the other one?
The other one is basically
it's
to help other people. No, it's to help other people.
That are going through what you're going through.
I'm going through different things, yes. It's called The Wishing Well.
Okay. I don't know why I'm picking up that you could do, like, a cooking book as well to help to help people with like their health issues like what you're going through.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a cook.
You know, it could be like chicken soup for the soul, recipes like that.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, because I have one that's called Walk in Peace, and then I have the other one, My Soulful Journey, and then I have this other one, which is The Wishing Well, and then I have The Green Rabbit, which is my children's book, my new one.
That sounds cute.
Yeah, that one I'm going to be pushing for school. It's all about safety, so
Okay. Jethro, do you have anything to say here?
Oh, yes. I want to thank you for calling in, Tammy, and I was waiting my turn. No, I thank you, and I look forward to some of the promoting you with your books. I'd welcome you to come on like we were doing with our creativity, because I see you have another potential here. I see other books that you've got. You're not only good at writing children books, but you really do, like, I agree with what Tristan said with her first part of the reading. You have a sense for that, you know, making people feel this other things. I see you overcoming some of it. My forecast is a little different here, because I see you coming through some of this other struggle, and I see part of this now. You I'm going to ask you your help again, and I apologize when you said it, but your illness is?
I've been fighting breast cancer.
I felt the other energy, and I have to go with the other energy. I see this other going out. Those of you who listened in this week with our little mermaid, oh, I say little, but our lovely mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh, and her excellent abilities, she's went through, like she said there, 7 surgeries, you know, also some other surgeries. And I see you going through, and she's one of our beacons with this. I see you're also going through some things, Tammy, that you've got some other physical resources that you draw on times that other people kind of wouldn't understand. But I feel like you're not just creative, but you have a very blessed angel with you. I keep feeling that. I keep feeling that you've got some work that's happening there. I really love the fact that what I get, and I get you kind of coming through some of this other, I see it real positive that as things are starting to go through this, that you overcome.
Oh, yes, definitely. My mom just passed away January from it.
Big time, and it's, you know, and I'm getting that. There's the emotion with her. I'm getting with the other part, and what I really like with this, Tammy, is what the angel said with you. And I laughed. You used your dog's name, and that was even funnier because I'm like, but I like that name. But I laugh here. What the guys were saying with you is that you kind of have a cute little way of handling the things too. You've pretty much been a struggler. We started the show out with a person tonight, a singer and a person that's who made her own way as being a striving, positive person. And you have done this too, Tammy. They keep showing me, you said this is your 4th book, correct?
Yes, I have a humanitarian website, and I started it just to help other people. And
yep.
And my books are on there as well. And it's, like I said, just a humanitarian site. Anybody going through a hard time, it's just to give you faith, hope, and encouragement to carry on.
I really like that, and I thank you. And you caught the night with me that's a little awkward. I have some other people pressuring me, and I'm used to me and Kelly usually work together, and I've worked with other ones here like Celeste or the Psychic Chef who's on Mondays, and I'm not used to being I'm used to just sitting here just talking, and we've got and the client, people, and I've got people pressuring, writing, and wondering. So I want to thank you, Tammy, and I'd like to talk with you a little bit here on while we've got a little bit of time on some of your beliefs of, you know, you just said there they can get a hold of you on that site. What is your other beliefs on humanitarianism? It sounds like you pretty much.
Do you want me to put my website on there?
Oh, I would very much encourage that, and I encourage you to do that. And please tell us on here over the phone where people can get a hold of you on that website, because I would like to see that.
Oh, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. It's womensrecreation.com. And the site is for everybody. It doesn't matter what it's about. It could be it could be domestic violence. It could be drinking issues, smoking issues. It doesn't matter. It's going and looking and finding yourself, getting the encouragement that you need, and building up your self-confidence and building up your self-esteem and helping each other out. It's getting people away from looking at you because you're different, and to bring about more of the encouragement side, to encourage one another instead of pointing fingers and that kind of thing. So it's trying to get a whole change of mindset, which I think this is all the year that we're in. This year we're in is of enlightenment. It's things like that. That's what I feel anyway.
I feel that, and I just really thank you. You come on our show, and you did the really good thing that you really impressed me about too. I feel like there's something else going on too with you that's really going to be really good for you. And I think one of those really excellent manners that we've been having on our show here is that we've been just pretty much standardizing the show about helping others. And you obviously are a welcome addition. We have right now we're in the process. I'll let you know a little bit of our psychics gone wild. Is that we're working on making this more than just a mini reading show, Tammy. And what I would like to encourage you, and maybe talk to me later or write me. You can get a hold of me at 928-284-0437 and get a hold of me. We can set up a thing. As I would like to have someone with your ability, a caliber, and some things to come on, and we're doing some different shows that we'll be doing like this. We'll do mini pieces where we have discussions. We bring up humanitarianism. We bring up some different beliefs, and we bring up some of, like you've got there with your site, on how to help. I personally can tell you that I experienced some of this being the outsider with a relationship, and it's not easy. And whenever you deal with the word, you know, that you just said, breast cancer, or, you know, the C word, a lot of reactions. And I, you know, we talked yesterday about grief. I would, you know, Tammy, are you okay with this? Is this okay to go this? I mean, we're going to get real serious.
Oh, sure.
I really feel this is what we need to do. And, you know, I'm obviously a male in this understanding. Does it bother you? I mean, when I'm talking to you here and asking you to, because, I mean, I think that we all, I mean, I've always advocated breast, you know, to help in the organizations. I've done a lot of charity work. I feel really good. My family has done a lot of work for that. I recently, like I said, I have a relationship. Some things went on that we went in. I didn't even realize that. I think a mammogram, from what I understand, is even painful.
Yes, it is. And I post on a lot of cancer sites. And one thing I was very surprised at, to be quite honest, is the amount of people, and it happened to me too, and that's why I was more surprised at it, is people, they take a step back. They act like more like it's contagious than anything. And it really surprised me because it's a time, no matter if it's cancer or no matter what illness it is, that's a time when people need to come together. And I was really surprised, and like I said, I do, I am on a ton of other sites on Facebook, and I go in and I post something encouraging to lift them up, but it's the same thing, you know, over and over is, you know, I'm alone, everybody abandoned me. And it's sad, because, and I state again, it's not just cancer, it's no matter whatever illness. They act like, I don't know if they're afraid to get close, or if they're afraid that they might get it. I'm not sure of the core issue, but I do know that a lot of women have expressed that. And I thought that was really sad. I mean, I thought it was just me, but, you know, the more and more I went on, I was like, wow. It really surprised me.
Well, and that's where I think tonight has been, and it's been a very intense course for me all week. It's going to be an intenser one. We've got a lot of new, we're bringing out a lot of friends. We've had different people writing me. We've got people coming on that we're going to try and keep and do our Psychics Gone Wild, pretty much where we're doing it the 7 days, and we're going to have variety on. We're bringing other people on. We've got some other people that want to come on and do some of their hosting. We've got some other stuff happening, and I just, Tammy, would like to really encourage with you. We're a very fun, obviously positive group, and I think you just tonight, you really touched on things, and I've kind of just did a little bit with you on the reading, and I really would encourage that with you, and I apologize to those of you. I know some of you guys are like, boy, you're going to more talk. Well, Psychics Gone Wild is partly what we're doing, is we're really going out there. We're here to help, and what I felt with you, Tammy, is you're one of those people. I know that Psychic Celeste and me did some work, and we you know, people teased us about doing readings on eBay, but a percentage of that readings and all of that went to breast cancer and different organizations. And the one thing that really impressed me was they wrote me and they said thank you. And do you know, that meant more to me than any reading I've ever had. I am in the Best American Psychics. I am known for my Psychics Top 50. I have some other credentials under my belt if, you know, people who ever read my resume. And what meant the most to me, and what still means the most, was that letter in the mail, thank you, because we've been able to buy our computer and help this many people. You know, I think
it makes a big difference.
My sister is coming on Thursday. She's very gifted, and those who know that's been on Psychic Chat, the last 3 years she's really promoted and helped me through the death of my son and some working with me on things, and she's very gifted. She's the one who's like, you know, just because you have the gift, you shouldn't give up. She's been really my beacon of light, and she's going to be on Thursday on our show discussing the Native American and the totems and my grandfather and some of the things that, you know, how we learned our stuff. And I really, you know, Tammy, I would really welcome you on. She brought up a really good thing. You know, we lost an aunt to breast cancer, as you said, like with your mom. And she said, you know, one of the things is, you know, my sister runs the marathon. She always goes the different parts of the marathons. And she, you know, she brought up a really thing that she said. She goes, it's for everyone to handle. And you tonight made me feel so part of something. I feel that your humanitarianism, I think your energy, you got me a little emotional, and I apologize to you. Without sounding like a real crybaby, or, you know, I just got very sensitive, and I realized, Tammy, that you, you know, as a person calling in and with On Our Psychics Gone Wild, you're out there and you were helping people long before your stuff, and you'll be helping people long time after it.
Well, then I reached my goal. That's my goal.
I bless
That's
you.
It.
Oh, I do, and I thank you, and I thank our Tristan, who's on the other line here with you and did the reading and did such a great job, and we have everyone asking. We all feel that Tristan's probably going to be doing her own show real soon. She's very gifted. We've been fortunate that she's helped us through the month of here with April, and then we got her to help us in May, and Kelly, our other person, is helping. You know, she's like, we have her on Wednesdays, and we thank you, Tristan. And we're looking here to go ahead and finish out. We're at the last 10 minutes of the show, so you guys that are on, we welcome you to go ahead. We're going to go real quickly through 201. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Is there something you want to say for the last couple minutes of the show?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Hi. My name's Solix Captor. And what I would like to say is yellow. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you very much. We thank you for listening in. We have had a really great show. We've got like 10 minutes left, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to go ahead and keep you on the line. We've had quite a few people come into the room, so we're going to roll right along with it. With Psychics Gone Wild, one of the really good things we do is we do a little bit of a mini reading for you, and if you'd like to say your name again, I'll start a little bit of the reading, and we'll go from there.
My name is Solix Captor.
Thanks, Alex Cather. I pick up that you've got some energy going on. You have some ability here with being able to tell with dreams. I keep feeling that you're sensitive in that area.
I kind of.
And I feel like that this also has been some other things going on for you in your life as things are starting to really happen, is you're really working with the real positive goals of working out other things. I feel this going really well. I really encourage this. And I love the fact that I know this room is just filling you guys. We love you on Psychics Gone Wild. We can only do 9 minutes. I've got with the gentleman right now that we're talking with. You're very strong. You're very sensitive. I feel that there's your relationship's coming. There's something here about you working on some other part of having a relationship this coming here. It's like they keep telling me it's in the month of this month.
Well, I'm having some relationship trouble, actually. I'm stuck in this stupid relationship circle.
I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling that there's going to be energy of something going on here that you're kind of, like you said, stuck, but I see you also handling out some of the relationship, and I see there's going to be someone new there for you. I do see this also going on with some other things that you've been looking at. I see some other stuff happening. I thank all of you. I don't know what's going on, but we've had the rooms just getting, we got like 9 people. I'm going to go ahead and welcome and encourage you to call back tomorrow. We got a 2-hour show again tomorrow at 773-897-6461. Please join and become a follower of our show. We're on every day. To be fair, and what we always do is we go on with the readings and give everybody a little bit. We're right now with John. You're on.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
It's going really good, John. And thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're trying to give everybody about a minute or two. We've got you kind of seem to be looking at calling. John, we're going to go ahead and kind of switch a little bit. Tristan, would you like to give John a little bit of the reading? Maybe talk to John just for a minute and see your part of what you're getting here? And then we're going to switch.
John, are you part of the room that's blasting here? Because I get a bad energy from you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, could you use your real voice, please?
Sorry?
I'm talking to you.
Yes, I don't understand what you're saying. You have a pretty thick accent.
I have a thick accent. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You sound to me about Swedish or perhaps Norwegian. Can you please speak up?
I think you need to hang up the phone, Jethro, please.
Ma'am.
Now. Jethro?
I feel like we've got some kind of things going on, and obviously we're having some kind of difference between the two the people, and she, this person's sending energy. We're looking at it here. We're going to go right back into what we've been doing, and we're going to talk a little bit here. Me and Tristan are going to just finish this show out, and those of you who are on there that are doing it, we've had a lot of you people. We want to thank you for coming in, and we want to unthank you for some of your silly, I guess, that, you know, where we sound a little Swedish or a little awkward, and we want to laugh because, you know, we're probably the most intense.
I am Inga from Sweden. Yes. Can't you tell my accent?
Well, you know what? We laugh and we thank all of you who've come in. We've had a lot of fun. We've also got another psychic in the room, and we're going to go ahead with you. How are you doing, Psychic Dashy? I guess Psychic Dashy dashed right out. So we're here with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Tristan, and we're going to continue on. We've got a couple other ones who came in from that room, and I don't know where you guys came from.
Yeah, they're bad energy. They go around just trolling. They're trolls, and they need to get the hell out with their bad negative energy, saying Satan rules and all this crap. That's really freaking annoying me. And you know what? I'm going to send God after you. Okay? Because me and JC have a connection, and I'm going to tell him about you guys. And wait for that karma to come and bite you in your ass.
Well, we've got you guys in our room. We know you guys are going really crazy, and I'm going to be pushing all of you. We're turning into you. And so what I'm doing is I'm turning you into blog, and we're going one by one, and it's going to take a few minutes. So as me and Tristan go ahead and finish our show up, we thank you for coming in, because I've never gotten to turn this many ones in one time. So we're going to get to
do it.
You know,
you
and
see this chat room?
Yes, we do. And it's all right because they're trying to get in, and we laugh because we're going to go ahead and do the positive out. And those of you who know that we do not fear or let them get in, is the one thing we really want to do with this is we want to just go ahead and do this out. We know that a lot of you guys got your stuff going. We know that you're bothered by this. We also are turning you into the chat, and I'm going ahead and getting more of you. I love the fact that you all came on and just really decided to do this to us tonight, because it gives me more of an opportunity to turn in. Those of our regular followers who are listening, please continue in. We've had a great show. We will continue to go. And I know what was making me so awkward is I have you guys on. 508, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, nigga, you're a fake. You're a phony, nigga.
And you, 508, just got busted. I want to thank you for telling me your problems and your issues. Here's what Blog Radio does to people like you who do look for this to go. You know, first of all, the N-word doesn't get it with me. I resent that. I really resemble the fact of whatever you've got to say to somebody, you need to say it in an adult tone. And until you do, you're not going to get on with the show. So I'm also turning you into that, because that offended me in the fact that, you know, don't ever call me names. You don't know me that well. Okay? So second of all,
Jethro,
we're going to go into there. Here we go with Tristan. You're back on. Tristan Arrow went through the room, and we're going to do the last
Jethro,
two.
Did you hear me before you even clicked on him? I said, don't click on him. It's a dude. And he didn't hear me, and
it's all right, oh my God. But you know, this is part of what we've got here.
Oh.
We don't feed hate, and we don't feed anger. We don't do this. So what, it's really been good. If we get a few of you guys off of these shows, and we are, by the way, if you guys would be looking right now, there's a few of you. I've gotten two of your profiles. I've got the fourth one here. John, I'm glad you called back
Slicky
in.
Slicky Rick.
Oh, that.
Amor Durrani.
Yeah,
oh,
I hit those.
Is that be bony? What? They're mental children.
Make sure you just keep hitting their buttons, and we keep going to make sure you get more of them out. You know, I'm going to welcome another one of you, because you guys want to hassle us, and the problem you forgot is we grew up. So, Matt, are you wanting to be aggressive too? Okay, I guess Matt just got hung up on. But that was a shame, because 201, you got some fun.
Oh, me? Hi, guys.
Hi, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you got back, and we talked to begin with. Do you know where you guys come from? What room? Were you guys? Do you know where they were chasing you, like the Satanist room, or where did you guys come from?
Oh, these guys, they just kind of, you know, they float around doing stupid shit.
Oh, well, I thank you. You came on about the same time they did, so I had to kind of check, you know, and I'm just glad, because this is Psychics Gone Wild. We obviously are being...
I mean, these trolls, they've gone wild.
Well, and it's all right, because, they, you know, they pay the extra money, and we will
get
the...
Well, then again, I'm kind of a troll, so...
I know. I know, but we're going to let you go because you were kind of nice to begin with. But as we go into this, we've still got 2 minutes left. And so
gentleness going on. Oh, and then they like to use the N word and the F word. Oh, and the you're a whore word. I mean, what is this? I mean, oh, my God. If this is primetime radio, you can I'm hanging up my earbuds.
Well, and the good thing, we've also proven what we kind of came into, and this is what we wanted to prove to you guys. You all wonder why we come on in the daytimes and why we go on through the stuff that we do. We do it in the daytimes, and we have friends and people who stay on with us, and we also go through the fact of what we've got right now is that I'm turning these in, and I'm going through all of the ones that I can as quickly as I can, getting them in to, you know, was sent to the server, please wait, okay, and here we go. You know, and it's like what we're going to do is we're also getting rid of all of those other ones that we've got. So I'll be here probably for about another 20 minutes, and I've got time because you guys, you know, the thing is, if I had time in the day to go and do something, I wouldn't be out just doing this. I'd be out doing a cause. The lady who was talking before was talking about breast cancer and was talking about the fact of it. So I, if you want to come on and you want to interrupt the conversation and say something, please let it be productive. I'm sure each and every one of you do have people and people in your life and family and somewhere out there, someone who realizes that this is all you do all day. I'm a first person for believing, and maybe we should bring back the draft. What do you think, Trisha?
Yeah, bring back the draft and draft these little trolls right on out.
Well, we're going to be going ahead and ending our night tonight. We've also got there. Hello, Mary. You're on there, Mary. Good night, Mary. We've also got a few of you that have been on before. I love the fact that you just keep calling in and I just keep hanging up on you. But we want to thank you, and we're going down to the last seconds. Thank you, Tristan, for another positive
You're
show.
You're welcome.
And I guess welcome on the evening because we're on prime time. You know, one way or another, you trolls will go. I understand that they give a 2-for-1. Maybe I'll get a discount for this radio show and we can continue on. Have
two
a nice, yeah, 2-for-1. You know, keep hitting them, Tristan. I love the way we just keep cleaning up the